Ya estamos nuevamente en comunicación con Carlos, que está en Belém, Brasil, en la cumbre del cambio climático. Está a esta hora con el enviado especial para el clima de Indonesia. Adelante, Carlos.
Julio, buenos días. Nos encontramos con el enviado especial de Indonesia para el clima, Hashim Yoyohadikusumo. Mr. Hashim, so you told me that you sat next to President Petro and that you hear his speech.
I was 2 seats away. The president of Suriname, from the Amazon, Suriname, she was sitting next to me, and President Petro was sitting there next, so quite close.
Did you like his speech?
I think his speech was quite passionate. Quite emotive, I would think. He spoke for the peoples of the tropical countries. He was speaking, I think, to the developed countries. And basically he was saying, what I interpreted what he said, that he was saying that it's really superfluous for us to preserve and protect the forests of the world, tropical forests, if we don't do something about fossil fuels.
Now, speaking about Indonesia, your country is one of the world's largest emitters due to deforestation and coal dependency. How does your government plan to balance rapid economic growth with genuine climate action?
Okay, actually, I want to correct that. In the last few years, we have actually reduced our deforestation by 75%. So we are just like Brazil. I think we meant to commend Brazil. Brazil has also reduced their deforestation in the last few years. We have also done that. And we will continue to do that. But our government is committed to reforestation. We have already announced at the General Assembly of the UN a month ago that we are going to undertake a reforestation program of 12 million hectares. So 12 million hectares of degraded forest is going to be replanted. Replanted with mixed species of plants and trees, including fruit trees. And the planting of fruit trees will be done to sustain and to recreate the habitat for wildlife. In our opinion, without wildlife, the forest will be very, very dead. Will be dead forest. We need wildlife to actually sustain the forest.
Thank you so much, you. Mr. Hashim. Welcome to Brazil.
Okay, gracias, gracias.
Pues le pregunta al enviado especial para el clima de Indonesia si, pues, cómo le pareció el discurso del presidente Petro, porque se sentó de hecho a dos sillas de él ayer. Dice que el discurso fue bastante apasionado, fue bastante emotivo. Habló, pues, a la gente de los países tropicales y esos en vía de desarrollo. Lo que él interpretó de lo que dijo el presidente Petro es que es bastante superfluo para ellos preservar la selva del mundo tropical si no se hace algo por los combustibles fósiles. Y le pregunta, ya entrando al tema de Indonesia, ¿qué va a hacer por la deforestación y la dependencia del carbón? ¿Cómo planea su gobierno equilibrar este crecimiento económico con la acción climática que es tan importante ahora? Y él responde que en los últimos años ha reducido la deforestación en el 75% en Indonesia, así como lo ha hecho Brasil, y continuarán haciéndolo. El gobierno está comprometido con la causa. Nos dice que en la Asamblea General de las Naciones Unidas hace un mes, de hecho, presentaron un programa para reforestar 12 millones de hectáreas, así que replantar esa selva es bastante importante para que, pues, vuelva la vida salvaje. Sin la vida salvaje no puede mantenerse la selva, así que por eso van a replantar especies, plantas y árboles y frutas para el funcionamiento de la selva.